1.2. You should remember your properties, and by your properties, you should know your definitions of vapor pressure, melting point, boiling point, and your intermolecular forces. The nine homologous series that you normally will encounter in your exam, you group them, and there are three common bonds that we talk about, common intermolecular force that you always talk about, which is the hydrogen bond, the dipole-dipole force, and then the London forces. So you should know which ones belong to the hydrogen bond, which one belongs to the London forces, which one belongs to the dipole-dipole. And I always tell learners, it's easier to learn it this way by identify the two strongest in the group. The two strongest in the group is normally alcohol and carboxylic acid, with carboxylic being a little ahead of alcohol because they are both hydrogen bonds, but carboxylic has two sides of hydrogen bond while alcohol has one side, therefore making carboxylic a little stronger than alcohols, though they are both hydrogen bonds, and hydrogen bonds are the strongest. Then we go to the lower extreme where we have the alkanes. They have the London forces and they are the weakest. So all the other four is in the middle and belong to dipole-dipole forces. Hence, in this question, which one of the following combinations correctly indicates the strongest intermolecular forces found in ethanoic acid, underlined ethanoic acid, and methyl propanoate, respectively, underlined methyl propanoate? Here, you don't necessarily have to focus on the compound that is named there. You must focus on their homologous series. So in this case, we are focusing on carboxylic acid below the ethanoic, right, carboxylic, and methyl propanoate, you should know that it belongs to an ester. So we are comparing intermolecular force between carboxylic acid and ester. And from what we discussed about grouping the homologous series in terms of the strength of their intermolecular force, you will know that definitely ethanoic acid, which is carboxylic, will have a hydrogen bond. So when we go to the multiple choice, we look at options that has hydrogen bond. And therefore, in that case, only B will be ruled out because A is having hydrogen bond, which is correct. C is having hydrogen bond, which is correct. D is having hydrogen bond, which is correct. So we only eliminate B in this case. Then we go to methyl propanoate, which is ester. And by our understanding, even if you apply elimination there, you will see that A will be out because ester is not having hydrogen bond. So A is out. B is out. So we are left with C and D. Now we said London force is for alkanes. They have London force. Though esters, they have London force. In addition to that, we are talking about the higher bond of force than London force that it possesses. Hence, we say esters possess dipole-dipole forces. So D is correct, matching both sides. And therefore, our answer is